Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA. Coverage and exemptions for RESPA, the RESPA TILA, Integrated Disclosures Rule, and RESPA Section 8, Prohibition on Kickbacks/Referrals and Controlled Business Arrangements. The need to help consumers. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's CFPB, Regulation X, which implements the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA, ensures that consumers throughout the nation are provided with more helpful information about the cost of the mortgage settlement and protected from unnecessarily high settlement charges caused by certain abusive practices. The Act requires mortgage loan originators and servicers of residential loans to provide borrowers with timely disclosures of the nature and costs of the real estate settlement process. Designed to help consumers better understand settlement services costs, RESPA also prohibits abusive practices, such as undisclosed referral fees and kickbacks. It also mandates disclosures for mortgage escrow accounts at closing and annually. RESPA requires mortgage loan originators to provide detailed disclosures regarding the transfer, sale, or assignment of mortgage servicing rights. What is RESPA? Coverage of RESPA. RESPA applies to all federally related residential mortgage loans. As defined in Regulation X, federally related mortgage loans are loans, other than temporary loans, including refinance transactions secured by a first or subordinate lien on residential real property improved with either 1 to 4 family structures, including individual units of condominiums and cooperatives, 2 manufactured homes, including homes that are factory built. RESPA application. RESPA applies to the above home types that either exist or that will be constructed/placed on the real property from the use of loan proceeds. RESPA also applies to the following. 1. Loans made by a lender, creditor, or dealer. 2. Loans made or insured by an agency of the federal government. 3. Loans made in connection with a housing or urban development, HUD program, administered by an agency of the federal government. 4. Loans made and intended to be sold by the originating lender or creditor to the FNMA, GNMA, or FHLMC, or its successor. 5. Loans that are the subject of a home equity conversion mortgage or reverse mortgage issued by a lender or creditor subject to the regulation. RESPA exemptions. Transactions exempt from RESPA include loans, bullet secured by parcels of 25 acres or more, whether the property is improved or not, bullet for which the primary purpose is business, commercial, or agricultural. However, a business purpose loan made to one or more persons, acting in incapacity, natural persons, to acquire, refinance, improve, or maintain a 1-to-4 family residential property used or to be used to rent or lease to other persons is a covered transaction. Bullet temporary loans, such as construction loans. The exemption does not apply, and the transaction becomes covered by RESPA if the loan is used as or may be converted to permanent financing by the same bank. A lender's commitment for permanent financing is covered by the regulation. The regulation covers any construction loan with a term of 2 years or more, unless made to a bona fide contractor. The regulation does not cover bridge or swing loans. Bullets secured by vacant or unimproved property, when none of the loan proceeds will be used to construct a 1-to-4 family residential structure. If the proceeds will be used to locate a manufactured home, or construct a structure within 2 years from the date of settlement, the loan is covered. Bullet for the assumption of existing mortgages in which the lender has no right to approve subsequent persons as borrowers. Conversions of federally related mortgage loans to different terms consistent with the original mortgage instrument, as long as a new note is not required, are also exempt. Examples include transactions involving the renewal of single payment loans with no change in terms, loans on which the APR is lowered, with a corresponding reduction in payment. Loans involving a court-ordered agreement, workout arrangements of a problem loan, or loans on which optional insurance is added. Bullet of secondary market transactions. A bona fide transfer of a loan obligation in the secondary market is not covered by Res PA. Res Petila Integrated Disclosures Rule. The Dodd-Frank Act. The Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, Dodd-Frank Act, directed the Bureau to integrate the mortgage loan disclosures under TILA and RESPA. On November 20, 2013, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau released the 1,888-page final RESPA-TILA Integrated Disclosures Rule. The final rule mandates the use of two disclosures: the three-page loan estimate, which replaced the good faith estimate and the initial truth in lending disclosure, and the closing disclosure form, which replaces the HUD1 and final truth in lending disclosure. These new forms are designed to provide disclosures that will be helpful to consumers in understanding the key features, costs, and risks of the mortgage for which they are applying. Special Information Booklet. Mortgage originators must provide the applicant with a copy of the Special Information Booklet, Shopping for Your Home Loan, HUD's Settlement Cost Booklet, either at the time a written application is submitted or no later than 3 business days after the application is received. The lender must provide the Special Information Booklet by delivering it or placing it in the mail to the applicant not later than 3 business days after the application is received or prepared. A mortgage loan originator that receives an application for a federally related mortgage loan is required to disclose to the borrower at the time of application or within 3 business days after its submission. Bullet: whether the servicing of the loan may be assigned, sold, or transferred. Bullet: a written acknowledgement that the applicant has read and understood the disclosure, evidenced by the signature of the applicant. Delivery of the Special Information Booklet. The disclosure may be sent by hand delivery or, if the applicant agrees, by fax, email, or other electronic means. Res PA Section 8. Key details to know. Select each tab to learn more about RESPA Section 8. Prohibition against kickbacks and unearned fees. Section 8 of RESPA prohibits any person who, pursuant to any agreement or understanding, gives or receives a fee or a thing of value, including payments, commissions, fees, gifts, or special privileges, for the referral of settlement business. Payments in excess of the reasonable value of goods provided or services rendered are considered kickbacks. No referral fees. No person may give or accept any fee, kickback, or other thing of value pursuant to any agreement or understanding, oral or otherwise, that business incident to or part of a settlement service involving a federally related mortgage loan shall be referred to any person. A business entity, whether or not in an affiliate relationship, may not pay any other business entity or the employees of any other business entity for the referral of settlement service business. No split of charges except for actual services performed. No person may give, and no person may accept any portion, split, or percentage of any charge made or received for the rendering of a settlement service in connection with a transaction involving a federally related mortgage loan other than for services actually performed. A charge by a person for which no or nominal services are performed, or for which duplicative fees are charged, is an unearned fee and violates this section. The source of the payment does not determine whether or not a service is compensable, nor may the prohibitions of this part be avoided by creating an arrangement wherein the purchaser of services splits the fee. Controlled Business Arrangement, CBA. If the lender has either an affiliate relationship or a direct or beneficial ownership interest of more than 1% in a provider of settlement services, and the lender directly or indirectly refers business to the provider, it is a controlled business arrangement. That arrangement does not violate Section 8 of RESPA and Regulation X if The referring party must give the CBA disclosure to the consumer at or prior to the time of referral, or with the loan estimate, which includes the nature of the relationship, explaining the ownership and financial interest between the provider and the lender, and the estimated charge or range of charges generally made by such provider. The lender does not require the use of such a provider, with the following exceptions. The bank may require a buyer, borrower, or seller to pay for the services of an attorney, credit reporting agency, or real estate appraiser chosen by the bank to represent its interest. The lender receives only a return on ownership or franchise interest or payment otherwise permitted by RESPA. Additional RESPA provisions. The Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA, and Regulation X prohibit, either directly or indirectly, a seller from requiring a purchaser to buy title insurance from a specific title company in any transaction as a condition of the sale. RESPA also sets limits on the amounts that a lender may require a borrower to put into an escrow account for purposes of paying taxes, hazard insurance, and other charges related to the property. RESPA does not require lenders to impose an escrow account on borrowers. However, certain government loan programs or lenders may require escrow accounts as a condition of the loan.